Welcome to Designer Discussions with Jason, Maria, and Miriam. Today, Jason and Maria are going to talk about how AI is changing Google search. Welcome to the Designer Discussions podcast with
Jason,
Maria,
and Miriam. Tune in each week where we talk about marketing, PR, and business advice for design professionals.
So today we're going to be talking about how AI is actually altering or having an effect on SEO. And so there's a new term that's about to come out that you will hear about over around June, July, called SGE, Search Generative Experience. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And really what it is, it's an AI search engine. And that's how Google is helping to reformat how we do search. And what it is that the AI is able to understand a lot of complex topics very quickly. So when you type in anything, it's able to hand you answers where you may not have to head to the website. You may just get the answer itself. And so that's actually beginning to cause some in the SEO industry some angst. But lo and behold, there will be a need for search and SEO, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And Maria has some questions that she had wanted to ask about SGE to really understand how SGE and SEO will either play well or not play well together.
Yeah. So what I'm finding out is that with SGE, we are experiencing a place where Google is finding the answers for us. They're already like scrolling through the websites and pulling out the pertinent information. Like, we aren't actually going to people's websites anymore to get that information. It's sort of like those recipe accounts where you have to read about how their grandma used to make it and that they're inspired by certain seasonal activities and vacations. And it's like pages and pages of text before you can get to like how to cook the meal. So they're providing us that information, those how-to instructions that, you know, we might have thought were good SEO on our website. And it's kind of creating a summary and just like quickly giving us like 10 sentences at the top of our SEO search that covers the actual answer to the question that we're searching for, right? So now what does that do when we consider what type of content we should have on our website? How do we make our website valid? This just seems like a lot of stuff is happening. So what are your recommendations now that there's this new setup with our SEO? Like, how do we proceed?
In terms of search and how it's going to be a little different is that it's going to really look at the information in depth. So whereas on the SEO side, it was looking more at keywords and backlinks and all of that, where the SGE is going to actually differ from that, it's going to be looking at comprehensive information. So where you may have had blogs in the past, and we've had episodes where we talked about having long, extensive blogs as opposed to having individual ones, this is where that's going to really benefit you, because the more in depth you have content on your website, the more likely it is that SGE will find you over your competition. Something like where even if you was to have a video, and you was to have the transcription of the video and then have that as the long form content, whether that's a blog or anything else. But then along with that long form content, having that video, the video along with the content is helping you stand out over somebody else that just may have a simple answer for whatever the query is that the end user is typing in. So it's going to be imperative that going forward, that content on your site is comprehensive in nature. Going back to what I always talk about, knowing who your ideal client is. And so it's going to be imperative that you know who they are and then address the content accordingly around that ideal client or that user, so you could create comprehensive content for the user so you could be found over the competition. Where we've always talked about content is king, it's going to be comprehensive content is now king and queen for that. So that's what I would say.
Is video just as important? today as it was last year?
Yes, because like I said, one of the top search engines in the world behind Google was YouTube. And that's all around video. So even if you were searching for anything, even today, you will sometimes have video pop up over either websites or anything else. And even with the SGE, with that coming into place, if that video, if the content on the video is comprehensive enough, along with having a transcript from that, you will still have a chance to get pulled up. So video will still be vital from here on to, you know, the future. Like I said, TikTok changed a lot of that. Video is not going anywhere. That should be an aspect of marketing if you are able to do it as well.
Why are the FAQ items pulling up off of like websites? I find the FAQ information is pulling up a little bit faster than some of the other stuff on a website. Why is the FAQ page so important?
FAQs, this is something that about a year or two ago, rich snippets was an SEO tactic that really began to take shape. And it's about getting to the answer quickly. A lot of FAQs have answers that you don't have to read tons of data, or you don't have to read a whole page to get to an answer. 9 times out of 10, you have the question, you have the answer, and then you may have it in bulleted form as well. So the rich snippets has a lot of that information in bullets, and FAQs mimic that same type of rich snippet type of search. So most of the clients that we work with, if they do not have an FAQ page, that is one of the pages we like to create because it helps to answer a lot of the FAQs or frequently asked questions that an end user has. Because with so much information out there, a lot of times you just want to get to the answer. You don't want to have to read pages and paragraphs and all of this stuff to get to a simple answer, which can be answered in about a sentence or two. So that's why the FAQs oftentimes pull up before your actual website does, if the query that is entered is answered in your FAQs.
Should we be beefing up our FAQ pages or including them if we don't already have them?
If you do not have an FAQ page, yes, you need to create one. Just look at all of the clients that you've had in the past. What are the questions that they ask that you hear over and over and over again? Oftentimes, once you have 2 or 3 clients, you're going to hear them ask the same type of questions, whatever that is. Those should be the FAQs. Those should be the questions and the answers that you have in your FAQs, along with the typical, who are you? What do you do? What are your type of services? Do you offer office hours? You know, now some of the aspects you may not want to have in the FAQ, because I know some design or modeling entities out there may not want to have what their pricing structure is. So there you can probably have ranges. You may have price ranges saying if you was to do this type of remodel, whether it be a kitchen remodel, if you're around 1,500 square feet, you can expect in between blank to blank. Or if you have, you know, 2,000 square feet, you can expect blank to blank, as opposed to handing out what your actual pricing structure is. You have a range to let them know. So that's how you could get around that. But for most of the other questions, you want to have a FAQ, because that is an aspect that search is starting to really focus on. So your FAQ page can actually be entered in search before, like I said, it actually enters your website.
Would it be beneficial to have a question like, what interior designer works, or like, what town I live in, interior designer, or what town kitchen remodeling? Or would that be like, it's almost like taking the keywords that we learned about, the words we were trying to rank high for in our SEO, and just creating one FAQ question that answers that. Is that something that you foresee as a benefit that people could add into their websites right now?
Yes. And just by answering that, because a lot of SEO is based around location. Google Business Profile is all around local. That's what it's all about. You can easily have a question about, what areas do I serve? and then list out all of the, whether it be zip codes, cities, or whatever. So that actually helps you on the Google Business Profile side, but it also helps anybody that may be outside of that jurisdiction or outside of that area. They now know that you do not serve them, or anybody in the area know that you do serve them, because you may be in a large metropolitan area. You may be in Houston or Los Angeles or Miami, but any of the outskirts that you may serve, anybody outside of the metropolitan area may not believe you serve them. But by having that in the FAQ, you serve all of the Miami area, including XYZ. That helps you in that area.
Awesome. Okay. So all of this feels really hopeful. So that's great. So what would you say is the best way to be set up for the SGE, the search generative experience for people to find a local business? What's the number one thing that you would suggest?
I would say go back to comprehensive content. So it's going to always go back to the content. Like I said, in the past, you may have 8 to 9 blogs on how to remodel your bathroom or how to update the kitchen. So you may have a blog on the countertops, on the cabinetry, on the appliances, on the flooring, on the lighting. Now you want to just have one comprehensive article or post, or whether it be a page on your website, whatever it is, but have one comprehensive content piece that goes over all aspects of that. And if you can include video, now you have a way that you could tie that into YouTube and other areas, whether it be YouTube, Vimeo, or whatever, and find add that content in too. So you have a comprehensive piece that the search engines can see that you are answering whatever the query is about the kitchen remodel, but you're also answering things about lighting in the kitchen, flooring in the kitchen, countertops in the kitchen, whatever it is. So by having a comprehensive article, a comprehensive content is the answer to being ahead of SGE.
Is Google Business Profile still important?
Yes, that's not going anywhere because, like I said, that's location-based. So whenever anyone looks for designer near me, home remodeler near me, interior designer near me, whatever it is, that is still going to be one of the search terms or searches that will be popped up in your maps section. So Google Business Profile is still vital for local businesses.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. You answered all of my questions, and I'm actually kind of excited to see how this search generative experience does change how we present our businesses and how we present ourselves. And is there anything else you want to say to kind of give us a summary or anything that else you think that we need to add?
I would say just don't worry about all of the changes, like whenever something like this happens. So a lot of this that you may not even hear about is always changing, but just stick to creating good content for your end user, knowing who your ideal client is, and creating content that is valuable to them, and you will find rewards in that. I hope all this information was helpful, and we hope to hear and see you all here in 2 weeks on Designer Discussions.
Did you know that your client learns 80% of what they will know about you before they ever contact you? Now imagine when your potential client searches for the perfect kitchen remodel. Will they find you or your competition? We can help you make sure it's you. Our Designer Discussions Academy membership with your favorite podcast hosts provide weekly steps to simplify your marketing and boost your business. Sign up at designerdiscussions.com or follow the link in the show notes. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Designer Discussions and all of the helpful information. Subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. We look forward to having you back next week. For more information on the podcast and the marketing studio, visit designerdiscussions.com and follow us on social media.